They sent messengers all over the Mediterranean world to announce that they were free, to announce that they had a future that they would determine themselves. This was called the Good News, and the people who were sent were called the evangels, the messengers of the good news. And that word stayed in the minds of the people all over the Mediterranean. So Jesus comes and is baptized in the River Jordan. And the River Jordan is symbolic of all of the hopes and dreams of the people, the passing in and out of the desert wastelands and temptation, and the passing into the promised land. And then Jesus goes out into the desert and wrestles with demons and returns finally after days of prayer and finds that the man who had baptized him, his cousin John, has been arrested for sharing the good news. And so Jesus walks by the Sea of Galilee and other places, and he recruits disciples, the new evangelists, those the carriers of the good news into the communities where they will go. Today we gather, remembering that all of these remind us of our tasks, of the meaning that we baptize, that we pray and wrestle with temptation, that we seek wisdom, that we call forth disciples to be the bearers of the good news in our community. That's what we are about here. And that we might do that with joy. As we continue our meeting today, remember that though that word evangelical has so much baggage for us, at heart it means the bearers of the good news of freedom from all the world's oppression. And imagine that this place is and can be and will be a place where people will find the resources for that freedom, the resources to welcome anyone who comes in the open door. May it be so. Amen. As we continue, most of you know, but it is always good to